You know, it's a chance to go out and compete against some of these guys. I think that's what we're in this for, is that, to compete at the highest level, and you know, that's what this is. So it's a great opportunity, especially with everybody here, with all the teams. You know, not everybody's pro day is going to have everybody's team there. So it's a great chance to get out and show your skills in front of everybody.
Andy, what do you consider to be your strengths in the field when you're with the team? What do you hope?
You know, I hope to show them that I understand the game really well, and I think it's the way that the offense was this year for me and for TCU. I mean, they put a lot on me, and I think I knew a lot, which allowed them to put a lot on me. So I think just to go out and show them how much I know about the game of football with, not only defenses but protections and all the different things that it takes to play quarterback. And, hopefully they'll see that I'm a winner. You know, I didn't lose very many ball games. And it's something because I can't stand to lose. So all my hard work is set out to win ball games.
What do you have to prove?
Now, just to go out that I can make all the throws and that all my skills will translate into an NFL offense. And I think that's I've worked really hard at it and worked hard to improve on everything. And hopefully, I'm going to go out and show them that.
Pretty good year to be coming out. There are a lot of teams looking for quarterback this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great way to end my career. You know, I was able to accomplish a whole lot in my time at TCU, and there wasn't a better way to end it than winning the Rose Bowl. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and hopefully I'll go out and impress some people.
Andy, did you guys feel all vindicated by that win in the Rose Bowl?
What was that?
Did you guys feel vindicated at all in that win in the Rose Bowl to make everything worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would have liked a chance at the national championship game. I think anybody on the team wouldn't deny that, but there wasn't a better way to end it than a win and how we won it in the Rose Bowl.
Andy, I know you're on your development throughout your collegiate career, and now what do you need to improve on?
I matured a lot and grew up a whole lot in my time. I just think back to my freshman year, and it seems like I didn't know exactly what I was doing out there. But, I became more comfortable, and that just had to do with all the time that I got to play. I became smarter with the football, more efficient passing, and understanding. I understood the ins and outs of the offenses and what we were expecting. I worked a whole lot harder towards the end of my career, and I found what it took to be successful. And, I think that's what kind of helped with our success.
Have you had any teams looked at?
I have not.
What did you measure, weigh in, and size up
then? I was 6'2", 215.
And what did you refresh our memory? You came in to college. What did you weigh when you came to college?
I weighed 185.
And I know you're a little disappointed in the game itself because you got a little banged up, but the Senior Bowl, your experience going up against guys like Ponder and McRoy, how did you feel you did that week?
I felt like I did well. I wish I could have done a little bit better. I just think that just the way that I am. I'm a perfectionist. But the overall experience was great, just to be out there with a bunch of guys that I've seen play on Saturdays for a long time, and to finally get back and to be with such great talent. It made the whole week a fun experience.
Andy, did the quarterbacks talk about the pending lockout situation where you might get drafted?
Yeah, it was fun just to get the opportunity to play underneath the Bills and the Bills staff. Just to get out and to be in a pro system and to be in a pro offense and to learn with a bunch of guys. And it was a great experience and something that's going to help me with this whole transition. I don't know. I don't think so. When the Texans became in Houston, I started following them a lot. But other than that, I didn't really have much of a team that I followed all the time.
What about the Titans? Obviously, they had ties with Houston. Too young to.
I followed them some, just with their whole transition to, when they went from Houston to Tennessee. I think I seemed to pick them more when I was playing Madden growing up, but I didn't. There hasn't been one team that I've, that's my team.
Anyway, you talk.
You've won so many games, you haven't had to handle very much of this.
Yeah, I did play as a freshman, and I did. play not so well at times. And so, you know, I have gone through that. At one point when I was a freshman, if I threw an interception, I was being taken out of the game. So, I mean, I've had to go through a lot, and I've grown up a lot. And so I think there have been times where I have had to handle adversity.
Is that a strength?
I think so. I think, like I was saying, I feel like I've been put in every situation. Especially with my whole college career, nothing seemed new to me. Hopefully that'll help with this whole transition.
And just skill-wise, how have you improved this last season? I mean, what have you been working on besides being number seven and such?
Yeah, I've worked on getting faster. That's one area that I felt like I could set out to improve. Especially after a season where you're mainly focused on doing football stuff, where now I've been able to focus on some strength and getting quicker and doing all the little things to hopefully do well for the combine.
And when you sought out any advice from DCU alums that have gone through this process or such, have you talked to any coaches before this?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with Marshall Newhouse. He's one of my really good friends, and he went through this whole process last year. Just saying that, especially with the combine, it can be a lot, and it's late nights and early mornings. But just have fun with it, and enjoy the whole time, because not a lot of people get to do this.
And if you're taking snaps from under center and you're working on footwork and mechanics and things, how difficult though is it to simulate reading defenses dropping back, and how big a part of the transition is that?
It's a part of it, because it's not just going out and throwing to receivers. It's you've got to understand when you're going to throw to a certain guy. So you have to simulate it. A lot of it's in your mind, just going out and saying, okay, is someone in the flats? If he is, I'm going to check it down here. You just have to do it on your own. Whereas there are some drills where you can have guys playing windows and where guys can run through them and all that kind of stuff. So
is that the toughest part of the transition, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. It's I guess the big thing is just to get the footwork right, and with all the drops in this
hand.
I am. I'm going to work out. At Katy, there was a great high school program, and so it helped with my whole transition into TCU. The coaches were kind of the same kind of coaches as Coach Patterson was, a fiery guy. I think that whole transition helped me out. Oh, for sure. Katy has such a winning tradition. It's the home of champions is what they call it. And so, I think that everything that they do, we expected to win at Katy. And so I think that just kind of carried over to my time at TCU.
Do you ever think about being in a situation like this when you're at Katy?
I've always dreamed of this opportunity, and I feel blessed to be in the position I am today.
Skill set you feel you most resemble?
I love watching Aaron Rodgers and everything that he's been able to do. He's kind of a laid-back guy, but when it's game day, he's out there and he's competing, and he's having fun doing it. So he's a guy that's fun to watch. I don't read into any of that stuff. I don't focus on all that kind of stuff, because like you've heard for a long time, is that one team has to like you, and they have to think you have a strong arm, or so it doesn't matter what whoever's saying that I don't have a strong arm. I feel like I can make all the throws, and I'm not focused on any of that stuff that anybody's writing.
Andy, can you just talk about how the TCU coaching staff kind of worked for this next level?
Yeah, the TCU coaching staff has been unbelievable. They are very hardworking. They put a lot of time into what they do, and they care about the players. And so, I think just my relationship with our quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, Coach Fuente, has helped me out, because we've been on the same page for the last 2 years. We've been working together with things, and he's been a great mentor and help for me with this whole process.
How tough was it going up against his defense every day in practice?
It was really tough. You know, people ask me, what's the toughest defense you've ever gone up against? I always say the TCU defense. I mean, not very many teams can say that they've had the number one defense for 3 years in a row. I do. I remember the losses and when I didn't play as well as I could have. So those definitely stick with me.
Is there one you'd like to have back?
Yeah, I'd love to have the Fiesta Bowl back. Just because as an offense we didn't play very well and we were on the same page for a lot of the time. So, you know, for to lose a big game like that, it's tough.
In terms of what you're hoping to accomplish here at the combine, what would that be?
No, to impress everybody when I go in and into the meetings, but also show them that my skill sets out on the field is, you know, translate well into the NFL. And, you know, I've worked really hard at it, and so I'm sitting out to do.
You're under so much scrutiny here, especially in the position you play. How difficult is it to hear the criticism?
I mean, it's part of it. It makes you better to hear people say you can't do something or, you know, you don't have a strong arm, like you were saying. All it is motivation to go out and prove them wrong.
Starter.
You know, as soon as I can get in and learn the playbook and feel comfortable with it, I feel like that my skills are where I could play pretty quickly. It's just going out and learning everything and feeling comfortable with it all. I mean, I think everybody wants to play in a 70 degrees, 65 degrees and sunny, but you know, it doesn't matter what the weather is. Good.